88.1, The Promise, 10th Avenue North, by your side. It's 8:12, and I'm Teresa. Family Friendly Mornings. Thank you so much for listening. And every Wednesday morning between 8 and 9, we have a special guest on from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory. It's a great resource for you if you're facing just some kind of a legal issue or if you have questions or anything like that. 20 different specialties on there. Get to the link just by going to ilovethepromise.com. But Blaine McCarthy is our special guest, and one of his specialties is personal injury. Blaine, how was it coming in? Was it pretty windy when you were driving in?
It was quite cold.
And a good cold and windy. You had the heat on in the car.
Did.
Do those seat warmers?
Yes.
Oh, those are just one of the best inventions ever, right?
It's toasty.
Yeah, that's good. But why did you decide how many years have you been handling personal injury cases?
14.
Why did you decide to handle personal injury? Why? There must be some story behind that.
Well, it's kind of a humorous one, at least for me. When I went into law school, I was confident I would not do criminal law or personal injury.
Really?
I was certain of that, sure. So I went in having these ideas. But in law school, in addition to what I was taught in the classroom, much of my education came clerking with lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of law students really can learn the nuts and bolts of how to be a lawyer versus the academic stuff. And the lawyers that I happened to be working for were personal injury lawyers. And I saw in that environment how much of a service that was to people who were confused, who don't know what their rights are, who've never been a victim before, and mm-hmm. see the domino effect that that could potentially have on their ability to return to work or pay for the doctor care or things like that. And seeing the lawyers whom I'd always kind of thought of in a negative light helping these people who really needed help kind of opened my eyes mm-hmm. to the potential that that might be a good fit for me, even though I swore up and down that that would not be something I would
do. Isn't that just how it goes, though, where we say, I don't want to ever do that. I never want to do that.
Sure.
And then we end up doing it?
Yes. It's like we've dared God, and he called us on our bluff. So
I know, no, for real. Well, if you have a question for Attorney Blaine McCarthy, maybe you've been in an accident recently or you're facing some questions about car insurance or anything like that, give us a call. 642-3688. That's 904. 642-3688. It's like getting a free consultation. That's nice. At 8:29, I'm Teresa, Family Friendly Mornings, and each and every Wednesday morning, we get to have a special guest on, and that's from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory. You can find out more, 20 different legal specialties at ilovethepromise.com, but Attorney Blaine McCarthy is here, and if you have any questions about personal injury, he's here to give you a free consultation if you want to call 642-3688.
My son and I were at a McDonald's on their little playground, and my son fell off of the bench that they had there and hit his mouth on the brick floor.
Okay.
And ended up biting a hole through his lip. And and actually, we took him to the ER. They thought everything was fine. They didn't have to do stitches or anything, but then within about a month, his two front teeth started turning gray, and took him to the dentist, and apparently it had killed the nerves in his two front teeth. And Monday, he had to have his two front teeth removed, and he's only 3 years old.
Ah, sorry to hear that. First of all, I'd suggest that you, if you haven't made known to McDonald's that that happened, make that known. It may kind of be too late, frankly, but be sure that you've gone in there. I say that, one, to document what happened in their records as well as yours, and two, because some facilities have, as part of their general insurance policy, they have something called a medical payments coverage, which is like a health insurance benefit for those who are hurt on their property. Now, that's not necessarily common, but it is available, and some places choose to have that. High traffic places like McDonald's may be one that has decided to do that. So you might want to see if there is medical payments coverage at that McDonald's store that might help to offset some of the medical bills that you've experienced.
If you have a question for Attorney Blaine McCarthy from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, give us a shout, 642-3688. That's 904-642-3688. And you can find the link to the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory if you simply go to our website, ilovethepromise.com. Listener-supported, 88.1, The Promise, the newest from Aaron Shoes, Create Again at 8:42. I'm Teresa, Family Friendly Mornings. And our special guest is Attorney Blaine McCarthy from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory. If you want to know more, you can find the link just by going to ilovethepromise.com. Blaine, what would you say is the most commonly asked question when it comes to your specialty of personal injury?
I'm not sure the most commonly asked, but one that I get a lot, especially from exclusively from brothers and sisters in Christ, is this idea that the Bible says they shouldn't be pursuing claims if they've been injured by someone else.
That you shouldn't sue.
Right. Doesn't the Bible say you're not supposed to sue? Well, no, not exactly. I mean, the Bible speaks to that in certain situations. The Bible also speaks to people being responsible, and if they have done others harm, to make right. How that applies in the 21st century in an auto case, for instance, is that all of us who are responsible vehicle owners, even those of us who accidentally hurt other people, have ahead of time purchased insurance coverage. And the insurance coverage is a fund that's available in the event that they are responsible for someone else's losses. And so in a situation like that, the person who has this idea that the Bible doesn't want me to sue that individual may be thinking that the lawyer's going to go after that individual and try to get their house or get their paychecks. And that's not at all what's happening. What's happening in that situation is that the lawyer is helping the injury victim file a claim against an insurance policy that was purchased ahead of time by the faulty driver, who was being responsible at least to know there's a fund available if I crash into somebody. And so in that situation, I think the Bible's fine with that. I have no spiritual issues. I don't think I'm being hypocritical by declaring my faith in Christ and yet still helping people with injury claims, because that is not the situation that the Bible speaks to. But I get that question all the time. People are very hesitant. They think that they're going to offend God if they look into an injury claim. And maybe in some situations, but by and large, that's not how it plays out. And I'm glad to help people kind of address that issue. And most times they see the light.
If you have a question for Attorney Blaine McCarthy, if you face some type of personal injury recently, you have questions about something that's happened in the past, you can call us 642-3688. That's 904-642-3688. Teresa, Family-Friendly Mornings. Our special guest has been Attorney Blaine McCarthy from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory. Just want to say thank you, Blaine, for being an 88.1 The Promise sponsor for all these years. I mean, you have just really... It's just really meant a lot to us to have that kind of support.
Well, it's been a pleasure of mine as well. You're right, Teresa. I've been pleased and honored to be a sponsor for FM88 and then 88.1 The Promise for close to 10 years now. And now with the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, we can help further. And frankly, it helps us as well. I mean, that's the beauty of this relationship, is that we can feed into a Christian ministry that frankly needs the funds so that it can continue to support its message and support its community. And for us to be a part of that, you know, we're honored, and God has blessed us in return for that. We've been able to provide a service to this community and have helped people along the way who wouldn't have known about us, but for our opportunity to sponsor. So we really appreciate the opportunity to do that, to be on the radio with you guys on Wednesday mornings. It's just a blessing. So you're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you. And if you'd like to find out more about the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, you can go right to our website, ilovethepromise.com. They're here to help you. It's not